The Baptism of the Lord, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. When Jesus comes to be baptized, he leaves the hidden years behind, the years of safety and of peace, to bear the sins of all mankind. The Spirit of the Lord comes down, anoints the Christ to suffering, to preach the word, to free the bound, and to the mourner comfort bring. Our everlasting Father prays with Christ, his well-beloved Son, who with the Spirit reigns serene, untroubled Trinity in one. The soldier baptizes the king, the slave his lord. John baptizes the Saviour, the waters of the Jordan are astonished, the dove appears as a sign, the voice of the Father declares, "This is my Son." O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water, so I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life, my lips will speak your praise, so I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands, my soul shall be filled as with a banquet, my mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice, my soul clings to you, your right hand holds me fast. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The soldier baptizes the king, the slave his lord. John baptizes the Saviour, the waters of the Jordan are astonished, the dove appears as a sign, the voice of the Father declares, "This is my Son." The springs of water were made holy when Christ appeared on earth. Draw water from the wells of the Saviour. Christ our God has made the whole creation holy. A Canticle from Daniel 3. O all you works of the Lord, O bless the Lord. To him be highest glory and praise forever. And you angels of the Lord, O bless the Lord. To him be highest glory and praise forever. And you, the heavens of the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you, clouds of the sky, O bless the Lord, and you, all armies of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you, sun and moon, O bless the Lord, and you, all you breezes and winds, O bless the Lord, and you, fire and heat, O bless the Lord, and you, cold and heat, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you showers and dew, O bless the Lord, and you frosts and cold, O bless the Lord, and you frost and snow, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you night time and day, O bless the Lord, and you darkness and light, O bless the Lord, and you lightnings and cloud, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. O let the earth bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you mountains and hills, O bless the Lord, and you all plants of the earth, O bless the Lord, and you fountains and springs, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you rivers and seas, O bless the Lord, and you creatures of the sea, O bless the Lord, and you every bird in the sky, O bless the Lord, and you wild beasts and tame, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you children of men, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. O Israel, bless the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you priests of the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you servants of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you spirits and souls of the just, O bless the Lord, and you holy and humble of heart, O bless the Lord, Ananias, Azarias, Mizal, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. Let us praise the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, to you be highest glory and praise for ever. May you be blessed, O Lord, in the heavens, to you be highest glory and praise for ever. The springs of water were made holy when Christ appeared on earth. Draw water from the wells of the Saviour. Christ our God has made the whole creation holy. You destroyed mankind's sin by the Holy Spirit and by fire. We praise you and adore you as God and Redeemer. Psalm 149. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron. To carry out the sentence preordained, this honour is for all his faithful. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You destroyed mankind's sin by the Holy Spirit and by fire. We praise you and adore you as God and Redeemer. Scripture reading from Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the humble, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives, and release to those in prison, to proclaim a year of the Lord's favour. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Have mercy on us. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Have mercy on us. You were revealed today. You are Christ, the Son of the living God. Have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Have mercy on us. Christ is baptized, and the whole world is made holy. He wipes out the debt of our sins. We will all be purified by water and the Holy Spirit. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation, through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ is baptized, and the whole world is made holy. He wipes out the debt of our sins. We will all be purified by water and the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to our Redeemer, who humbled himself to receive baptism at the hands of John. Lord, have mercy. Christ our Lord, you taught us how to live. Open our eyes to the light which is ever ready to enlighten them. Lord, have mercy. You humbled yourself to receive baptism from your servant. Help us to share in your saving mission and give ourselves for others. Lord, have mercy. Your baptism has made us children of the Father. Grant the spirit of sonship to all who seek you. Lord, have mercy. With baptism you have opened the door of repentance. Make us living ministers of your gospel of new life. Lord, have mercy. Your baptism has revealed to us the persons of the Trinity. Renew the spirit of God's sons and daughters in the royal priesthood of all the baptized. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, when Christ was baptized in the River Jordan, the Holy Spirit came upon him, and your voice proclaimed from heaven, "This is my beloved Son." Grant that we, who by the water and the Holy Spirit are your adopted children, may continue steadfast in your love. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.